Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Today is Friday, September 26th, and I am coming at you live, bringing you your daily dose of urban inspiration, pop culture, God, love, spirituality, hugs, knowledge, wisdom, business, books, media, gossip. No, actually, that's something I've never done on the show. I have never, I've never gossiped on this show. I think gossiping is, it's whatever. You know, I'm just not a big gossiper, but. So I can't say this is a gossip show because it's not. I think I have the mandate that's been placed on my life is too big for me to engage in gossip. Now, that's not to say I don't log on to Media Takeout and Perez Hilton at least once a day. It's just that I don't incorporate that kind of stuff in what I do. I value the time that you spend with me every single day. I'm appreciative, so thank you. thank you, everybody. You know what? This is the day that it's starting to really go down. I tried to tell everybody. I tried to warn everybody, and I'm saying, hey, listen, it's going down. It's going down. It's going down. The banks, the economy in this country, it's pretty bad. I'm not going to tell everybody to make a run for the bank, but I just would recommend the mattress is looking pretty good right about now. And, you know, it's funny because I called one of my girlfriends and I said, listen, you know, be mindful. Oh, that's my Twitter thing going off, everybody. I got to figure out how to get my Twitter thing down because this is going to make me crazy during the course of the show. I was talking to a friend of mine. I was just trying to turn down all these little alerts and bleeps. Everybody, follow me on Twitter. I've been talking about this every day. I remember a couple of months ago I joined Twitter, and I'm saying, you know what, this thing is too intrusive. I have people following me that I don't want, that I don't even know. And all of a sudden I get an email like, such and such, or, you know, Red Roof Bagels is now following you on Twitter. And I'm like, you know what, this is a little too intrusive for me. Excuse me. But you know what, I relented because now it allows me the most expedient way to reach the most amount of people. And I really believe that's what God wants me to do. So based on that, follow me on Twitter. That way I can get late-breaking information to you. Most of the people, you know, all you guys that listen at work may not have access to MSNBC. I do have a TV and cable set up in the studio. So I literally blast out stuff as soon as I find out. But I was getting ready to tell you before I tried to turn the volume down that a girlfriend of mine said to me, hey, Cy, you know what? I respect you. I dig what you're saying. But what if everybody makes a run for the bank? Then there's going to be no money in the bank. Well, this was my response to her because that's a very valid point. But the issue is this. Everybody is not going to know. So the fact that you are privy to somebody who has a little bit of insight, you're in the know and you're in a much better position than other people. So, you know, it can be debatable if you want to run to the bank and take out your money, but I just know one thing. I bank with WAMU, and I'll tell y'all, I don't want to wake up. How would I have felt today if I woke up and there was no WAMU and my little bit of, you know, $17.19 was gone? That's my $17.19. And I don't want anybody to have access to my $17.19. So I'm getting my $17.19 out of the bank. But you know what? Be that as it may, you have to chew the meat, spit out the fat with all the information that I give you. Everything that I say on the show may not be for you. It may be for somebody else. You may hear something that I say on the show and you're like, this girl is bugging. Like, where is she getting this from? Well, you know, I got my sources. You know, I got my sources. But it may not be for you. But you know, something that's really cool is that it may be for somebody else. So if you hear something that I say on the show, and you're like, you know what, she's bugging, and then all of a sudden, and I guarantee you, it's going to happen. You'll be out with somebody, and you'll be like, yo, Sai said the same thing, or yo, Sai was talking the same thing, or whatever it is. I really think the stuff that I say is going to start making sense to everybody. So that's my rant as quickly as I can get it out. I just want to say to everybody, thank you for listening. I love you all for listening because, you know, I appreciate you hanging out with me. Now on to some good stuff. The name of today's show is Rethink WAMU. And it's not necessarily about WAMU per se, but it's really, I really want us to think about what is going on right now. What is going on is some deep stuff. There is some stuff that's going on underneath the surface that has a much bigger impact than our election, than Barack Obama, than John McCain, than our banking system. I mean, there's some real deep stuff going on right now, and I think everybody is starting to wake up. You know, there's that the sleeping giant. Everybody's heard of a sleeping giant. I think the sleeping giant is now people. We have been, I dare say bamboozled, but we have been entertained and enlightened by Diddy, by hip-hop, by Britney Spears kissing Madonna, and all of these other things. But at what point do we wake up and see, uh-oh, we have to pay attention to what's going on? And I think it's a lot easier to not pay attention. I think it's a lot easier to bury our heads in the sand and act like these problems don't exist, but it's really to our detriment. That's the best word I can think of. It's really to our detriment if we don't pay attention and we're not cognizant of what's going on. I literally put on my Facebook last night, just be cognizant of what's going on around you. Be cognizant and aware of your surroundings, because I think the more we're aware of what's going on around us, that knowledge will wake up something else in us, which will wake up something else in us, which will wake up something else in us, which will wake up something else. And then you'll get to the point where you see the devils coming right at us. And I think as long as we're entertained, as long as we're busy buying widescreen TVs, as long as we're trying to out-truck our neighbor's truck, we will never pay attention to what's really going on, and we become disconnected with the essence of who we are. And once we start to realize the essence of who we are, it will make all of this stuff so easier to deal with. Let me break it to you this way. I remember when I was in hip hop, and matter of fact, I think I'm gonna read an excerpt from my book. Not to push book sales, but just for the sake of this story. I remember I had done an event, and I think I've mentioned this before on the air, that I was doing this event with Allen Iverson for All-Star Weekend, and it was a great event. Everything was going good, but I remember thinking there's got to be more. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more to whatever this is. Whatever this thing is, I don't know what it is, but there's got to be more to it. And just by me questioning, I don't know if anybody's read the book. Oh, gosh, the name of the book is escaping me right now. It talks about the insights. If there's anybody in the chat room, hey, TrueView, I see you. I can't think of the name of the book right now. It's by James Redman, and the book is the sequel to it is The Tenth Insight. If anybody can think of the name, just let me know. But anyway, in the book, it talks about the beginning of spiritual awakening. And once you start to say to yourself, there's got to be something more, that's the beginning of your growth spiritually. And everybody knows that I'm a spiritually minded person, but I just want to know where I fit in in this world. I have no idea where I fit in. Half the time, I don't know where I'm going, but because of my obedience, it just gets me further along. It just gets me further and further along in life just because I'm obedient, just because I question, just because I wonder. And I remember when I was trying to come up with the concept of the show, you know, it changed. I'm going to talk about, you know, today's hottest topics, this, that, and that. But that's not really it. The it part of this show is when you rethink everything you know about everything you know. Because if you don't, you're going to start thinking that Britney Spears, cars, hip-hop, and all of that stuff is what it really is. But that's not really the case. And I want you to kind of take my words and listen to what I'm saying so that you can now take what I'm sharing with you. And it may sound like I'm stumbling over my words, but I'm trying to measure my words as much as possible because I'm not trying to freak anybody out. I'm not trying to have anybody saying, like, whoa, what is she talking about? I'm trying to measure my words to the degree in which I explain it so that everybody kind of understands where I'm going and everybody kind of gets the gist of what I'm saying. And so I want us to really think about everything that's happening, everything that's going on, everything that's happening around us. Let me read some of the stuff that's jumping off in the chat room right now. And some of the hey Jason, what's going on, IDMware? I see you hit me up in the chat room. What's going on? I'm glad to see that. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. TrueView says, what's up, Cy? I thought you were at the White House yesterday, and then you flew off to WAMU. You're funny. TrueView says, yeah, I understand because it is a serious issue if not handled appropriately. Well, if you're listening, I want everybody to get a pen because I want you to write down a couple of things. The first thing is politicsremixed.com, politicsremixed, Politics Remixed. Politics Remixed is one of my new blogs, and I put Politics Remixed out there like that because I want to give us a civics lesson. So if there's anybody out there who has a fascination with politics or really is into politics, please don't hesitate to ask me to be a guest blogger on Politics Remix because I want people to know why they're voting for Barack. I want people to understand, you know, I've asked people, why are you voting for Barack? And I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, because he's black. And I'm like, yo, are you serious? And they're like, yeah, you know, that's the dude right there. But there's more to it than that. You know, and I was invited to be on somebody else's show. And she said, hey, you know, I want you to come on my show. We're going to talk about the election. And I was like, yo, that's what it is. I think I could do that. I study politics enough. And the first thing I said is I am not a supporter of Barack Obama. And she freaked out. I think she was like, okay, why did I invite this girl onto my show? But I wasn't a supporter of Barack, not by anything that he did, but I was really, my anti-Barack sentiment was really an anti-black people sentiment because I was getting very frustrated that people were tracing off behind Barack but wouldn't go to a PTA meeting. They wouldn't go to their local school board meeting. They wouldn't see what's going on in their own neighborhood, but yet everybody was willing to run behind Barack and see what, you know, oh, we're going to go with Barack and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And it frustrated me. I'm like, why is everybody going behind this guy and they don't even know what he's doing, what he's talking about, what he's saying? And then I realized, I had a conversation, I had a couple conversations that it's not people that are going to Barack, it's souls that are going to Barack and spirits that are going to Barack. I remember when I first started this walk a couple of years ago, actually in 2003, I used to get angry because I'm like, everybody's bothering me. Why is everybody bothering me? Don't they know I have things to do? People calling me, Saida, to come pray and come talk to me. And I just want to be with you. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it's funny because my voicemail used to get so full, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I can't take this anymore. And then I realized that they were attracted to my spirit. And it took me a very long time to get to that point, to understand that people connect to other people through spirit. And once they detect your spirit, not to freak anybody out, they're going to be drawn and attracted to you, male or female. And then that puts the onus back on that individual as to how they handle themselves. And so now when I look at KRS, I understand why so many people flock to KRS, because there was a common thread there. There was a commonality there, albeit probably very small between some people, there was something there. And that's what made me start to understand why people were and still are flocking to Barack and couldn't even explain why. So that's why I created Politics Remixed, because I want us to be able to properly articulate why we feel the way we do. I want it to be substantiated in some capacity and with some level of intelligence why we feel the way we do. I just don't think it's enough for us to say to people, oh, I'm following Barack because he's that dude. Or, yo, that's my nigga right there. You know, Barack be doing his thing. Like, we have to understand why. And it's been a very tough process for me to go through to understand that everybody is following this man's spirit and not who he is physically. So based on that, I created Politics Remix. Because now that he has our attention, now that our spirit has connected to his, let's grow from a position of strength. So when we're out and engaged in dialogue and engaged in conversation, we can express with some sense of intelligence why we feel the way that we feel. So basically, Politics Remix is going to be a lesson in civics broken down so that way we can understand it. So I'm taking all of the knowledge that I have and all of the knowledge that God has bestowed upon me and the wisdom that I have into this blog, and it's my hope that you go to Politics Remix and follow it. I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm not trying to sell anybody, but I want us to understand what's happening right now spiritually in the world in which we live, without freaking anybody out. So that's that. So join Politics Remix, spread the word, because this is a place where you're going to get a really, really, really good understanding of what's going on in the world in which we live and how it's changing at lightning speed. Let me give you a little bit of a timeline here. IndyMac crashed in the middle of the summer. And that was our warning. You know, I firmly believe in the whisper before the brick wall. And it went down. People made a run for the bank, and everybody's freaking out. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That wasn't supposed to happen. As I understand it, a particular, and I'm masking names here until I can verify that the information is so. A particular politician wrote a letter to somebody else indicating that this bank is going to fail. But he was not supposed to reveal that information. So whoever they is, to get back at him for revealing too much information too soon, they revealed that he has been engaged in an extramarital affair. So based on that, all of a sudden this politician gets outed that he's having an extramarital affair. Even though we all know all politicians cheat on their wives, all right, not all, 99.4% perhaps. But this is how this is going down, and this is why I'm trying to explain to you that there's more to this than meets the eye. Think about it. All of a sudden, this politician sends a correspondence that this is going to go down. And with, this is a politician who's had a stellar career and a stellar reputation. All of a sudden, he's brought up on, he's outed as being in an adulterous relationship. That's almost like saying, here, take that. Here, take that. Whatever that is, shut up. You weren't supposed to say anything. So now we get past IndyMac, because don't forget I told you, IndyMac wasn't supposed to go down the way it went down. Now we come up on the anniversary of September 11th, which is a very, 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 was a very tragic time in the history of America. But we made it past the anniversary. We got past it. And remember, we had a very in-depth show about September 11th and its effects on family, its effects on our society, its effects on culture, September 11th's effects on politics, and just all of these things. Did we notice 72 hours, which goes to 3 days, after the seven-year anniversary of 9/11, the economy, the bottom of the economy fell? Y'all can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me cuckoo. Say whatever you want. But the real people that know and the real people that look and the real people that question and ponder, you all sit and do the math. Matter of fact, you don't even have to. Just visit Politics Remix, because I'm working on this timeline that I've been working on for the last, I would say, week to 10 days that's going to detail everything. But just look at it. Shortly thereafter, 3 hours, about 72 hours after the seven-year anniversary, the bottom of the economy fell out. We lost, in 1 week, we lost Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, and Bear Stearns. Lehman Brothers was 139 years old. It survived the Great Depression. How can it survive that and cannot survive this mess? And that's because this is a spiritual warfare and what's really, really going on and what's really, really happening here. So I want to read everybody just something that I put in my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven. And you're going to find this very, very interesting. My book, From Hip Hop to Heaven, this book was released in 2004. You know, I spent like all of 2003 writing it, but page 93, and it's only a page and a half long, but there's a chapter. It's chapter 18 in my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven, and it's called, the name of this chapter is Dictatorship versus Democracy, Part 2. Now, Part 1 in the book, Dictatorship versus Democracy, details the breakup of my parents. And that's because my father told my mother, this is a dictatorship, not a democracy. And my mother was like, oh, you really think so? I'm out. So the first part, part one of Dictatorship versus Democracy in my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven, is just detailing the breakup of my parents. But on page 93, chapter 18, Dictatorship versus Democracy, Part 2, reads as follows. And I'm reading from my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven, that was released in 2003. It's amazing how much junk people believe, with an exclamation point. Oh, before I continue to read, I just want to see what's going on in the chat room. Hello, everybody. Let me just take a quick breath here. Okay, hey, LaVon, good afternoon, TrueView. Hello, I already said hi to Jason. Hey, Pastor McDonald, what's up? Dropping Seed Radio. Finally, DSR has come back to Life Remixed Radio. Welcome to the show. That's my love from Tennessee, my love from Cali. Jason, IDMware, tell me where you're from again. I want to say Ohio, but I could be wrong. I couldn't get into the chat room at first for some reason. Well, I don't know. I'm happy that you're with us. I don't know why that happened. That was weird. Just keep your eye on it. And if you have any challenges, again, let me know. And I will check with technical support, because we want to make sure that you can access the chat room as it should. I just refreshed my browser, and it is showing up. My show is showing up, so that's good. Let me just read, see what's going on. Hey, Mama Tiff's mom. Hi, Miss Smokey 775. Okay, Jason's from Detroit. Okay, sorry about that. So we've got Detroit, Tennessee. I don't see Yeshua in the chat room. He'll probably be joining us in a moment. But thank you for everybody for joining me in the chat room today. I'm now getting ready to read a chapter, which is only a page and a half. My books are really simple to read. I'm just going to read you something called Dictatorship versus Democracy, Part 2, in Chapter 18 of my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven. It's amazing how much junk people believe. If something is said with conviction and enough times, chances are it will be accepted as law. I recently read the book The Price of Loyalty by Ron Suskin about former U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill's experiences with George Bush. Some of his accounts about the president's inability to effectively lead this country are shocking. On page 8, the book relays very disturbing comments made by our esteemed leader. On December 18, 2000, during his first morning in Washington, with a dark cloud of hanging chads and a stolen election looming, George Bush met with Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, and House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt. After the meeting, Bush addressed the media. He said that the general tone of the meeting was good and recognized that there may be times when they wouldn't agree with each other and that would be okay. Then Bush says, and I quote, "If this were a dictatorship, it would be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator." I couldn't believe what I was reading. How could the president of a democratic society even fix his lips to say those words? The word dictatorship should not even enter his mind. I was stuck on that page for like an hour. From that point on, I understood what we were dealing with in the White House. Later, Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11 was released. Again, President Bush touched on this dictatorship ideology. What is on this man's mind? As believers, have we allowed our enemies to get so comfortable with us that they're actually telling us how they're going to annihilate us? And we just smile and say, God bless you. We must be bold for the Lord, know our purpose, and be willing to accept whatever goes along with doing God's will. We need to stop putting our heads in the sand on issues that may or may not directly affect us, hint, gay marriage. A dictatorship is about control. Some want to control this country like the devil wants to control your mind. Refuse and rebuke any form of dictatorship, tangible or intangible. Don't allow yourself to be put into a situation of mind control where you no longer focus on what God wants for your life. The devil is alive and busy. I don't care what your political affiliation may be, but there is no way Americans can continue to accept what is happening in our country right now. We are on our way to becoming a third world country. Plenty of people I know have strived to achieve the American dream. They played by the rules, went to college, and are now seeking a job that no longer exists. Stop waiting for a well-planned and publicized job creation strategy. Use your organic talents to create your own job. Focus on God and the money will follow. Affordable housing is an oxymoronic term. It no longer exists, especially in major cities across the country. I trust by now you're aware that the government is working on legislation to phase out the Section 8 housing assistance program. Meanwhile, large corporations continue to lay off thousands and move their operations overseas. Look into it. What about health care? Do you have health insurance? If you do, consider yourself blessed. Millions of Americans can't even go to a doctor or a dentist, most of whom are children. Look into it. Someone recently told me that the problems were here before I was born in 1971, and they'll be here after I'm dead and gone. This may be true, but what if everybody made that same assumption? Nothing would ever change. I know I can make a difference, and so can you. I encourage you to take an active role in your future. We are not fighting against humans. We are fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. And that comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12, in the Contemporary English Version. Dear God, I come to you today in prayer on my knees and with an open and receptive spirit. God, this country needs you. I know the outside forces are fighting hard against your will, but I will keep you a priority in my heart, my house, on my block, and in all of my affairs. God, I pray today that the faith of your children elevates higher than the peaks of the highest mountain, and your will pours out of us faster than the heavy rain rolling down the hillside. Amen. This section was my soapbox moment for me, but I had to put it out there. Some of my thoughts and opinions may not apply to you, and that's fine. You may even disagree with me, and that's fine too. Don't worry about the kinks in your hair. Worry about the ones in your brain, as quoted by Marcus Garvey. This book was written to make you think and challenge your old ways of thinking. Please treat it as such. I now live as boldly for the Lord as possible, so I am not intimidated anymore. I encourage you to do the same. Thanks, God, and so it is. That comes from chapter 18 of my book that I wrote 5 years ago. And it actually freaks me out that I wrote that 5 years ago. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking 5 years ago to even write that. So that's that on that. Hey, Mama Smokey, she said amen. So that's that on that. Oh, I didn't do the morning prayer. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, TrueView. I am so, you know what, I got on my soapbox and forgot. Thank you. I love you. Thanks for reminding me. Our daily thought for today, you know, because this whole WAMU thing has me, like, all jacked up, because I know it has nothing to do with the banks. But anyway, let me get into our daily thought for today. I almost forgot. See, that's why you guys keep me on my toes. I spoke with Drop and Seed late last night on the phone, and I still didn't make it to bed until 2 a.m., and I was right back up this morning, probably earlier than I needed to be. But anyway, oh, wow, look at today's daily thought. Oh, my God, this is a good one. And I say that almost every day, but this is a good one because see how this stuff is written a month in advance or however far in advance, but it so aptly applies to the conversation of the day. I would say that's a little prophetic. Hey, Ms. V, how are you? I see you just joined us in the chat room. She is from Philly, so we are definitely represented across the country today. Today's Daily Thought from the Hill comes courtesy of Hillside Chapel and Truth Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and it reads as follows. I simplify the process. This is almost funny, y'all. I'm sorry. I got to stop laughing. I simplify the process. I simplify the process of living. We are often overwhelmed with too much to do, too much to manage, too much to think about. Most of our lives are filled with obligations that no longer bring us joy, clothes we can no longer wear, people we no longer feel connected to, and we often feel disengaged from the joys of life. Life is a precious gift meant to be enjoyed by the recipient. When we simplify the process, we get rid of what is unnecessary and we focus on what truly matters. When we simplify the process, we have more time, more energy, and more resources to do what is most important to us. I simplify the process. I release activities, things, and ideas that are no longer necessary to my life's journey. I simplify the process, and I have more time to truly enjoy this earth experience. I do the things that make a real difference in my life. I participate in activities that bring me joy. I make the most of this life by simplifying the process. Thank you, God, in me, as me, and so it is. And today's scripture reading comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds upon it. But let every man be careful how he builds thereon. Well, is this not what we were talking about, simplifying the process? I said this the other day. I remember saying to someone that I'm kind of happy what's going down is going down. And it may sound like facetious or mean, like, Saida, how could you? But think about it. All of a sudden, the nonsense and things that we believed in, and it's all relative, are no longer important anymore. I remember years ago, I said this, I was in an argument, and I said, you know what, the things that I think are important, you don't even think are important, and you keep making me feel stupid. And you know what they said back to me? That's because the things that you think are important are not important. And I was devastated. Let me say that again. I said in an argument or like a spirited debate, you don't think the things I think are important. And I was very upset because I felt my opinions were being trivialized. And it was told back to me, that's because the things that you think are important aren't important. And that's when I learned how things are relative. And I say things meaning our thoughts, our ideas, our wishes, our desires, our likes, and they're all relative. So I felt very slighted. I felt very disrespected because I consider myself a pretty astute individual. But for somebody to tell me what you think is important is not important, I was like, F you, because y'all know that was years ago. I wouldn't say that to anybody now. But that's what I said, and I meant what I said, because I felt, how dare you think the things that are important to me are not important. But you know something? Ironically, in the big picture of life, the things that I was ranting about were so irrelevant. They were so not important to the bigger picture. And I think as we scale it down to what's jumping off right now, all of the things that we think are important are so not important to universal law, karma, the give and take, the necessity of give and take in relationships. You can't be a taker, 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 and never give back, because karma is a mother, and it will come back to you. And if you don't think it will, try it. Just, you know, you think I'm talking maybe something that may not be right, just try it. I truly, 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 truly believe in universal law. I truly believe that what goes around comes around. And I remember KRS-One said that towers fell, it was their fault. It was the United States government's fault. And a lot of people came down on him. How could you say this is not right? We didn't ask for this. And I remember him saying in the Daily News, and I had to field so many media inquiries about that, said, sometimes the United States is not the nicest kid in the playground. So I think when we really think about it, are we this kid in the playground? Sometimes just us as individuals, we're not the nicest kid in the playground. And so when we think about that, unfortunately, being nice is frowned upon. I know here in New York, being nice is considered country, or you need to put your screw face on. But when you really, really think of karma, do you really want what you put out to come back to you? I know I sure as hell don't. So I'm trying to, like, really be on my P's and Q's, because I've been on the receiving end of the wrath of the universe, and it is not pretty. It is not fun. It is not a fun place to be. So I really want to stay in good graces of the universe. And this speaks to anybody, whether you believe in God or not. I'm not speaking to anybody's religion right now, because this is not a religious conversation. So if you think it's a religious conversation, then hit me up afterwards, and I'll explain to you why this is not necessarily a religious conversation. This is a conversation. Today's show, with no guests, and me just ranting, is a show about learning who you are and to explain what's going down in the world in which we live. And I think if once we wake up, open our eyes, and stop being disillusioned by all the tap dancing that's going on, we'll really see, like, there's major stuff happening, everybody. And I think once you understand that, you're going to be like, whoa. But the power of knowing is a burden, because once you start to know, and once you wake up, and once you see what's really going down and how it's going down, you're like, now you can't even sleep because you know. And I find that happening to me more and more, because once you know, it's going to pique your interest and you're going to want to know more. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Tiff. Tiffany is from Cali, everybody. Thank you for your generous comment. She's like, Sai, I'm one of your number one fans. Yeah. Dropping Seed put a question mark when I said screw face. Yeah. You know what? My husband, that's like a term we have, like, here in New York. I'm sure maybe they have it in other places in the country. I don't know. But I remember when we moved to Atlanta, we got really bubbly, and we, you know, just, hey, y'all, and we developed that southern drawl. And we came, we drove up to New York, and we were driving into Queens, and we were going to visit my husband's family, and people started, we had Georgia plates, or tags, as people in the South call it, and my husband was like, oh, these people must not think I'm from New York. I'm from New York. They must be looking at the tags on my car and think, you know, I'm soft. He's like, you know, now I got to put my screw face on. So, you know, I guess it's just that that mean mug. I guess they say that in Cali. You got to mean mug it, or you have to, you know, you have to front, and you almost have to put on a mask because you can't let people see who you really are. But getting back to politics, everybody's mask is coming off right now, and that's why our dear friend from Arizona is very hesitant with meeting our dear brother, the one who has been sent from God, to talk tonight out in the public and out in the open, because you know something, this house of cards is coming down, y'all, faster than you can imagine. Tip is in... No, she's not in Cali. I'm sorry. Okay, let me. Tip is on the West Coast. I just remember, everybody. I called her one morning at 8 o'clock. Y'all know I start my day very, very early. And I was like, hey, Tiff, you know, calling. And her husband answered the phone. And he was like, she's sleeping. And I'm like, sleeping? It's 8 o'clock. He's like, no, it's only 5 a.m. here. So I don't know why I always keep thinking that Tiff is in Cali. I just think Cali is West Coast, but she's 3 hours behind me no matter what state she's in. I'm not trying to out everybody. I'm just trying to let us all see how we're all connected through this show, and we're all in different parts of the country. And I think the beauty of this show is that it's a unifying voice for all of us. And you know what's really funny? I had somebody tell me yesterday, Sai, I love your show. And I try every single day to bring a really good show. But I say the things publicly that people may not have the courage to say, or they may say it privately, and I'll just be like, blah, 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 blah. And that's why I always tell you all, I stand to be corrected if I say something that's off. That's what it is. Oh, Tip just hit me up in the chat room. She said, we don't say screw face here. So no, I was saying in Cali, I think they say mean mug. Let me know if that's what they say. I think that's what they say, like mean mug, like if you're mean mugging it. I think that's what they say in Cali. I don't know. I've never lived in Cali, and I've only been there a few times. But I watch hip-hop videos. I know that was really silly, right? I think that's what they say. I don't know. When I know in New York, we say, you know, screw face. Or I'll tell my kids, don't give me that screw face. It just is like a twisted look, that's all. I have a couple more things to share with everybody. Oh, my God, it's already 12:43. How did that happen so quickly? Let me go back to the chat room really quickly. Yeshua said his server crashed. That's why he's so late joining us today. That's all right. Oh, okay. Dropping seeds, as we say, mean mug here. And stink face. Yeah, it's the same thing. Or throwing shade. Yeah, it's all the same thing. Every region has their own dialect. You know, it's all the same thing. It's like if you give somebody the finger, which I know nobody in our show does that, but that's a universal term for I'm not really happy with you right now. Ms. V just said, I just asked, did you smell something bad? I like that one. It's all the same thing. Yeah, did you smell something bad? I was so happy to read the segment of my book. I've never done that on the show before because I've never used this show as a shameless plug for any of my books, because that's not the purpose of the show. But isn't it ironic that this is stuff that I was saying in 2003 and it's now 2008 and it's all coming to pass? So what I think I'm going to do after today's show is I'm probably going to upload that particular chapter to my blog, because I think it's so poignant for what's happening right now. And just going back to our daily thought for today, just about simplifying life and simplifying the process of life, because we've lived very confused for a while. I think we've lived in a place where excess is more, greed, I want, and then, you know, everybody's saying the chickens have come home to roost. And when Jeremiah Wright said that a couple of months ago, they lambasted him. And now every politician is saying that on the TV. And the irony of it all is the Republicans can't even agree with McCain. All right, so enough about that. I've got two more things to talk about before I lose time and realize that, oh, my God, the show is over. Did anybody see Katie Couric's interview with Sarah Palin? Please check it out in on YouTube if you can. I'll try to upload that. Let me write that down very quickly. Hold on. Let me upload. I'm doing this as we talk. Upload the video. Katie Kirk was asking her very, very middle-of-the-road, safe questions. Nothing too hard. It wasn't calculus, but it wasn't second-grade math either. Do you know this woman could not even answer Katie Couric's question? She asked her about Russia. And if you all remember, not so long ago, there was the whole conflict with Georgia and Russia. And, you know, Alaska is not far from Russia. And there was the joke that on Saturday Night Live when I can't think, the lady that played Sarah Palin, it'll come to me in a minute, on Saturday Night Live said that I can see Russia from my porch. Well, Palin really is taking this into the mainstream media, and it's very scary that she couldn't even explain what was going on in Alaska's input or how it affected Alaska or even her take on what was going on with the conflict with Georgia and Russia and how it affects the United States. She couldn't articulate that, and it's very scary that this lady could be president. Now, I don't think everybody who's listening to the show and me talking, we all have to be well-versed in national politics on every single aspect. It's just a passion of mine, so I know a lot of stuff about it. But this lady's running for vice president. How can you not know what's going on in this country right now? So I just tell everybody to Google it, go to YouTube. It's pretty amusing. Or what you can do is go to politicsremix.com, because as soon as I go off the air, I'm going to upload that video. I was so busy this morning dealing with this WaMu and this banking situation. I'm actually putting, and I said this at the top of the show, I'm putting together an entire timeline of what happened going back to 2000, actually probably going back into the late 90s of how we got to where we are. And that's going to be included in the book Life Remix once it drops. The published date, the street date may get pushed back based upon my research, but I think it's something that we need to know. But I just think it's sad that this lady's running for president. And even Joe Scarborough, I don't know how many of you watch MSNBC, but Joe Scarborough is a Republican. You know, he was a Republican congressman from Florida. He is a Republican through and through. And even he this morning said, you know what, they just need to keep her with Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, Laura Ingraham. What's the one with the long blonde hair? I can't think of her name. It'll come to me in a second. Keep her on Republican-leaning shows because she is really a disaster in national media. And that's a Republican saying it, so yeesh, that's pretty bad. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, Tiff said, did WaMu crash or something? No, WaMu was just bought by J.P. Morgan Chase, and had they not purchased it at the 11th hour last night, any deposits that were in WaMu would be no more. Now, I remember, chew the meat, spit out the fat, everybody. It is FDIC insured, but really, how much money would there be, you know, left? So anyway, that's that. I want to touch on one more thing before we start to wrap up today's show. I've got amazing news, everybody. The general manager of The Source magazine will be joining us on Tuesday to talk hip-hop. So we are going to have a really, really good show. I think we need a light show. I think we need a really, really light show. We have had heavy shows for like the last 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, for like 12 days in a row, we have had very heavy shows, and today's show is no different. God, I hope if you missed today's show and me talking about dictatorship and democracy, please download it. Go to iTunes. You can download the show. You know, it was a heavy show, and Monday's show is going to be good. I'm bringing Derek back on Monday, everybody. He's going to join us on Monday to bring us Monday's Word. We had such a really, really good show with him this past Monday that maybe he will consider joining us on Mondays. I don't know if his schedule will allow, but I asked him, and I said, you know what, you brought such a great word with Derek Mims. Can you be so kind to join me on Monday? So he will be joining us on Monday, and then on Tuesday, again, we have Amy, who is the general manager of The Source magazine, the Bible, you know, quote-unquote Bible to hip-hop culture. So we're just going to talk about that. So if you all have any questions email them to me so that way I can have a really, really good show. And we're actually sending out press releases about her being on the show, so I'm uber excited about that. Big shout out to Kim Stewart, who joined us yesterday. She is the CEO of Power Magazine. Did everybody go to her website, Power Magazine, because she's giving away free subscriptions. So if you missed yesterday's show, please go to Power Magazine, because she's graciously giving away free subscriptions to all of our listeners. Just mention that you listened to the show, or you heard the show, or you heard about it on Life Remix Radio, and you will get a complimentary subscription to Power Magazine. So please support her magazine. Let everybody know. And it's extremely generous that Kim Stewart is giving everybody a complimentary subscription. So tune into that. And if you guys all have a pen, let me give you the domain names for some of my blogs, because I want everybody to start following my blogs and following me on Twitter and joining my mailing list. So you got a pen? Here it goes. All right. I have a blog. It's Sai Brown, Sai Browne. That's my main blog for the show, for Life Remix. You can also go to Life Remix Radio. Life Remix Radio and Sai Brown are the exact same Skype, but, you know, it's just your preference. Join my mailing list and follow the blog. Please do, because I never want to lose the ability to connect with you should something ever happen. You know, when you guys, when I don't see you in the chat room, I want to be able to shoot you an email and say, hey, listen, where are you? I miss you. And Yeshua, we were getting ready to send out the Calvary, you know, for you today. Everybody's like, where is he? So that's that one. The other one that I talked about in the whole first 20 minutes of the show is Politics Remixed. And for those of you who may just be tuning in or joining the show late, Politics Remixed is where I am going to break down everything that they want us to believe. It's my daily rant, but it's really just about us looking at what's going on politically. I'm breaking down the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the government. It's really going to be Civics 101. I have a lot of guest bloggers that are going to be on Politics Remix. Actually, I already have two guest bloggers, and that site is going to be the joint. Y'all remember we used to say, oh, that's the joint. That site is going to be bananas, because Politics Remix is going to be the place to go to find out what's going on politically with up-to-the-minute information that's true, that's not spin, and that's coming from my heart and the trusty bloggers that I believe are going to bring you valid and accurate and expedient information. So that's Politics Remix. Then, of course, you know, I want you to listen to the show every day. Just tell everybody about the show. Let them know that this is the place to be weekdays at 12 o'clock. Lastly, I'm dropping Seed and TrueView. I will get you the information about contributing to Life Remix today. I've just been caught up in all this financial stuff, but I'm still looking for contributions for people that want to have something to say. You want to write it down. You want to scream it from the rooftop. I want stories on how you've had to rethink everything in your life so I can include them in the new book, Life Remixed. Whatever your anecdote is, there's people that I have already gotten their information from that have now had to, that are living with family, people that I have stories in that are going in this book where people are living out of their car, taking showers in the gym. You know, we have to rethink everything that we know so we can experience success in this world as we know it. So I'm always looking for contributions to Life Remix, and the book will be going to press in October. I want to have the book in stores before the election, so that's how that goes. Let me just read a couple of things that are happening in the chat room before I get ready to wind down the show. Tiff said she's excited for Politics Remix. Thank you, my darling. That was another gift that God gave me to share. Whoa, I missed all of this as I was talking. There's comments about the Patriot Act. Now we have $700 billion. Yeah, it's crazy that they're asking for all this money with a three-page explanation. Hell, my letters, you know, letters between me and my son's teacher are longer than two or three pages. I think he just wants to go out with a bang. That's all, if you want my honest opinion. He's like, look, I've been zooking y'all for the last 8 years. I'm going to get mine. You know how that thing used to go, I'm going to get mine. I just got another tweet. Hold on, let me see who's sending me a tweet now. Oh, it's just something from U.S. News and World Report. Oh, yeah, follow me on Twitter, too. My name on Twitter is Cy Brown. Let me just see what else is in the chat room. Tip says, book me. I have a lot to talk about. Girl, please, that's not a problem. True View says, I'm patient. Yeah, you know I'm not going to forget you. Christian Wives Club says, yay, about the new book. Thank you very much. It is a labor of love. The United States is about to fall. Well, I think we're 20% into that, Tiff. So that's it. I want to thank everybody who hit me up in the chat room. Yeshu, Tiffany, we have a guest. I don't see who it is, so the guest who's joining us, thank you. Ms. V on the scene, as always, my darling, thank you for joining us. Ms. Smokey, who I just absolutely love, who's my secret weapon. Thank you for joining us. Christian Wives Club, thank you very much. Dropping Seed, Pastor McDonald, thank you for joining us. IDMWare, which is Jason out in Detroit. You know, Jason, I had to get that correct. I never know which way to say this, but LaVon, thank you. And everybody, don't forget to keep LaVon's family in prayer because her uncle passed away a couple of days ago. So we just want to make sure we keep everybody as spiritually grounded as possible, and then we can all continue to grow as a family together. To True View, my dog, thank you. You're like, yo, Sai, you forgot the prayer. And you monitor the chat room for me sometimes when I get busy, so good looking out for that. And now, everybody, can you imagine? Our hour is gone. I think today is going to be one of those shows that I even have to go back and listen to. I typically listen to my shows just to make sure, you know, I stay on track, that I don't go off on my tangents, which I'm known to do sometimes. But today is one of those shows I think before I go to bed, I'm actually going to listen to it, because I did mention sometimes my words are measured, but they're not measured to reserve and hold back, but they're measured to be able to pour into all of your lives in such a way that you're receptive to it. So I pause a lot sometimes when I say things, but I just want everybody to go out and have an amazing weekend. A quick programming note, Derek Hayes will be back with us on Monday. Thank you, Derek, for joining us. And then we've got Amy, who's the general manager of The Source Magazine. So y'all know I got to do a hip-hop show every now and again. You know, I think I'm going to have DeJuan give us a new drop just for that show. we'll be jamming to, like, old-school hip-hop, that show. I love you all for listening. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And just make it a great, great weekend. I will still be in the chat room once off the air for a couple more minutes before I start my quote-unquote day job. But just remember that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. Everybody, thank you so much for your ear, for your heart, for your spirit, for joining me every single day. We made it through another week, everybody. Thank you for joining me. That's 5 whole hours we've spent together, and I really hope the 5 hours that you have given to me come back to you tenfold and twentyfold, and that you're able to each one teach one and share with other people in your lives and in your respective cities some of the things that we talk about on the show. Thank you so much. I do love you all for listening, and I'll see you back Monday at 12 noon. Peace.